First and foremost, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in today to Bridging the Gap with Judge Executive James Anderson. My name is Corey Graham. I'm Communication Director for Powell County Fiscal Court. And over the next few months, I'll be working with the judge to bring you a little closer to your local government and keep you up to date with what's going on in Powell County and things you might want to know. Let's start off, Judge. Why don't you introduce yourself and kind of tell folks the goal of what we're doing here.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm your county judge. I'm James Anderson. And really what we're doing here today, you know, in my tenure here, that's been one thing I've noticed, and is a lot of times you, the citizens, don't have a good idea of what's going on in your local government. We've tried numerous things to try to address that and make it better, and this show is just another effort in along those lines to try to give you more ideas what's going on and what kind of services we're offering you.
So it's just a logical extension of PR work you've done in the past. And what kind of things do you think we can expect to hear on the show over the next few months?
Well, we've got several ideas of things that we want to put on here as far as, you know, naturally our magistrates, you know, each district, let them get to know their magistrates, what a magistrate work, what their work consists of, some of your other local elected officials, as well as maybe a EMS director, any of the departments that serve the folks. And then beyond that, at some point, we would like to start, you know, getting a platform to where people can kind of tell us what they would like to know more about and actually, you know, let them kind of dictate where this show goes and what we do with it.
Well, that sounds great. So you're hoping that down the line there'll be an opportunity for the community itself to engage directly with you and with the show to get answers to questions?
To whatever degree that's possible, yes. I mean, naturally in the form of, you know, being able to take their questions and answer them, whether we can do it in a live format, that may be a little difficult. We'll see. But it, for sure, you know, have a place for them to drop, and we'll try to answer those questions on air for them. Or naturally, if there's a department or a board or something they want to hear from, see if we can't make that happen. So if they want to learn about more about something, we can try to bring that to them.
Well, that's fantastic. And additionally, the plan here, from how I understand, it's pretty ambitious. You're going to try to do a show every day for 5 days a week for the public. I mean, that shows a pretty strong commitment to public information.
It is, and that's one that, when I sought this office, that was one of the things that, you know, I really pushed, was I thought we needed more transparency in government. You know, with my article I put in the newspaper after meetings, I have had a significant amount of people tell me they appreciate it. And you get to thinking about it, though, if that's really the only feedback they're getting from us, that leaves a whole lot of what we're doing or unknown to the people a lot of times. So we do a lot more in a month's time than what's represented in that one little newspaper clip. So I think it's kind of incumbent on us to try to make our people more engaged, let them know what's going on. We've got a lot of exciting things going on right now in this community. And other, you know, just thinking some of the brick and mortar type projects, unless they've drove by them, there's a good chance that they don't know what's going on, how they were funded, and those kind of things. So I think it's our obligation to make that as transparent and readily available to them as possible.
So you envision this going beyond just what does the county judge executive do in a day, but expanding more out to the community as a whole and what there is in our community people should know about.
Exactly. I think, you know, definitely coming from the local government perspective, but I mean, the local government naturally is a lot more than just myself or my office. You know, it's all of our departments, and in that composition, beyond just elected officials, we have numerous boards that serve our citizenry in numerous capacities. And so, you know, just thinking one off the top of my head, our industrial board has done some very significant things here in the last couple of years. And to the majority of people, I'm sure they're not aware of the efforts and what they've been able to achieve. So, you know, that'll be one of the first things we go ahead and try to get them on here and let them see what that board is, what they do. But that's just an example of the kind of things we want to try to do with this show.
Well, touching on the industrial board, just kind of as a teaser, can you give us an example of something that the industrial board has been a part of recently in Powell County that maybe people aren't familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, you know, two of our bigger employers have had some consolidations and job growth here and are currently expanding. Do the people, are they aware of that? And, you know, they're again kind of almost segueing into another radio show. Beyond that, of these new job growth here in the community, there's probably possibly some employment possibilities here that our citizens may not be aware of. So, you know, bridging the gap there as well, maybe with some of our local industries and what positions they have available, you know, it could lead to having them on and letting them tell the people what they do and what they're looking for some potential job candidates. So I think we can provide a lot of good community service through this show, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, the idea to bring the people to the employer rather than the employer to the people, or vice versa, and to do it that way. That sounds like it could be really effective, especially with some of the jobs we've had come in over the last couple of years. Some are a lot higher paying jobs than we've had in the past, and have a lot brighter future than some of the things we've been able to offer.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, just average person that's having to go outside the community and work every day, they probably don't realize that we've added a couple hundred jobs here in the last few years. So, you know, that growth, and we've got some exciting things, and we just need to make them aware of it and what potential this community holds.
Well, and on a similar note to jobs that have been created in the community, you know, there are a lot of jobs that are created locally through tourism and tourist attractions, and I could see this being a pretty useful way to promote some of our own tourism assets within our community and to the listening audience that this reaches outside of Powell County.
You're exactly right. And of course, I've always been a strong advocate of what our tourism economy is, and that's one of our most logical economic development drivers here. And I think we're really starting to see some of the benefits of using it as an economic driver. It is here. We're starting to exploit it and actually grow some things around it. And I know we've been working with Clay City and Chris Cheney on, just for example, the boat ramp thing, which I think you're working on probably putting together a segment. And, you know, that's a very exciting thing that'll be in place here this summer, hopefully. So
that, and recently we've seen both in the Clay City Times, and we've seen a lot of publicity for the Trail Town designation that we've seen in Slade. And that, exactly what does that entail, and how does that affect the Slade region and the larger region as a whole?
Well, I'm going to say that's what I think we got to be very careful of. You know, naturally it lists Slade as a trail town, but it's actually a Powell County thing. You know, it gives us a lot more, I think, state notoriety. I mean, we're one of 15, so we're in a pretty elite class to get this status, and it just gives us a lot more exposure and really starts to let people focus in a little bit more on all that is in Powell County for them to do, and whether it be a day trip. And I think now, you know, with a lot of our tourism growth, we're getting to the point where people can come spend 3 or 4 days and stay overnight here and do things.
Well, and do you believe that, you know, that this is an opportunity to open up and allow some of the people who are involved in these attractions, whether it's tourism board, county tourism, or owners of these attractions, to kind of spread the word about what they have going on to the people in the listening area?
That's exactly right. And then, like I said, just you know, a lot of times if knowledge, there's a knowledge void, then people start assuming, or people tell them things that aren't true. You know, that's kind of why we're on tourism. You know, I've heard over the last few months that our tourism director makes 70 plus thousand and that the board members are paid. Both of those are extremely false. You know, that salary level is not even probably half of that, as well as those board members are not paid.
Well, and then, you know, some of the best things you can do sometimes for negative information is to put the positive information out there and give people the opportunity to decide how they want to interpret these things beyond just what you hear on the street. I can tell you personally, before I came to work for county government, I had any number of misunderstandings about how things worked in our local government, or even who was responsible for what. You know, one thing you and I had talked about previously and prior to doing this is even helping people understand the distinctions between what the county does and what the state does within the community, especially when it comes to road service and things like that. A lot of people, myself included, just kind of assumed that if it was a road in Powell County, it was a county road, and you don't realize that that's just not the case at all.
You're exactly right, and that's one thing I think that really has helped me in my office is never before this position ever holding a elected office. You know, I actually, from a personal standpoint, seen that lack of transparency, and that's one reason I had a strong desire to try to bring it to the office, because I knew how much information we as just the average citizens were getting, and I wanted to try to do better, and we'll continue. But you're exactly right. I think people's unawareness of things, if we can educate them better, our people's plenty sharp enough to make decisions for themselves if we can give them the information and give them something to base that on. So it's our goal with this show, and I'd like to thank the fiscal court. You know, they're partnering, allowing us to do this, and they'll be a big part of it as well. But it's our commitment to our citizens to let them know what their taxpayers are going to do and what we're doing with them.
Well, and you mentioned the fiscal court, and earlier you talked about bringing court members on to the show to talk about their district. How do you feel that's going to better connect the listening audience of a particular district to their magistrate?
Well, I think naturally, not everyone. I mean, in a small community like this, the majority of people know who their representative is. But I think by giving them a little bit more personal knowledge about that individual and letting them see what kind of mindset they're operating from gives them a lot more understanding. And, you know, there's a lot of cases where even if that person holds a vote or holds a different view from them, they can respect that. And naturally, I think also if we can get them a little bit more acquainted with them, they feel much more comfortable going up to them if they have a problem in their district, or just makes them feel a lot more approachable, which all of our court members are very open to, you know, input from the citizens. And we just want to make it that much more comfortable for them to do so.
Well, and that's great. I mean, offering that kind of relationship that you can have a place to start. You know, I know, showing our hand a little bit, we are a little ahead and have already worked on an interview with Magistrate Tipton. But something interesting that Tipton touched on was talking about being fourth generation from his district and growing up there and raising his children there. And I think that kind of personal touch is something that can really humanize government and give people an opportunity to comfortably interact more.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's what I said. We don't want to ever take for granted that our citizens take for granted that we know their thoughts. You know, a lot of times we're just assuming, you know, maybe a magistrate's assuming they're doing what's right from their district based on what they know. But if we encourage more interaction, they have a truer idea of what their constituents want to see and what they expect. And so I think, you know, just getting the community involvement helps direct all of our leadership in directions that our county should be going.
Well, and one thing that you'd also talked about is integrating this with the social media output that we're getting now from the county, where we're trying to be more proactive about bringing information to people and getting it out there, utilizing both the ability to send messages into the public information office and polling information and things like that to get a better idea, not just of what people would like to hear on this show, but on a far more substantial level, what they'd like to see come from their local government.
I think you're exactly right. And, of course, we was talking about transparency and some of the things we've tried to do to bolster that here in this administration. And I think the Office of Public Information, along with the website that our Facebook page has been created with that, has been just shows you exactly how much better we can do. We've been very successful, a lot of that thanks to you in doing that. And I know, you know, the last two winters, that's been an integral part of our preparations, was putting the information out there to the people. And you know, it works. We're getting the people looking at that, and I think we've been able to keep people safer and assist our road crews not having to be overburdened with people that didn't need to be out. So I think, like I said earlier, if we can give the people the information they need, they're plenty capable of making the right decisions, and that's just a typical example of where that's practical.
Well, and that did come into play very heavily in public safety during the snowstorms and things like that. I really do believe we were a positive influence to people. And I'm sure you intend to. You're going to bring on some of your public safety agencies to talk more about what they do and how to better protect yourself?
Naturally, we want to bring, we're a CSEP county. We want to bring in that, Danny McCormick, director there. We've got Steve Asbury's, our emergency management. All those people have a lot of vital information, and that's what I think. A lot of our citizens may not fully understand. You hear of, for example, the emergency management director. Well, what is emergency management director? And that's one of the things we want to do. You know, let Steve come on here, explain exactly what his role consists of and what he can or will be able to assist people with. And that's what I said. If people can understand who's in charge of what, then we can also be a lot more efficient in allowing them to be able to call the right person when they are in need.
Well, we're running out of our 15 minutes, but we'll be back tomorrow. But in closing, you want to wrap this up a little bit and kind of lead us into the future episodes?
Yeah, I'm just so thankful to have been entrusted with this position I have, and I want to continue as long as you all allow me to serve to continue to try to improve it. And I see this radio show has been one of the ways we can really reach out and bring the rest of the citizens into our office and try to serve you better.
And we look forward to it. It's going to be great. Be on After Tradio every day, and we really look forward to talking to you, getting your feedback, and thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.